Before we go, we want to spend a minute remembering the good times and people we met earlier this year, including novelist Jennifer Weiner.
Jennifer joined us in her hometown of Philadelphia in June. We started by asking her how she got her start.
So you came to Philadelphia as a journalist.
Came as a journalist.
And you published your first novel in 2001.
2001.
Which was like many first novels, autobiographical.
A little bit, yeah.
So if you write an autobiographical novel called Good in Bed, mm-hmm. aren't you bragging a little?
Everybody says that like the happiest day of your life is when you get to go tell your parents that someone is publishing your book.
Right.
And I'm sure this is true for every author who did not call their book Good in Bed
yeah.
and has to go tell mom. And my mother, who had been incredibly dismissive, she didn't believe me. And so I got to go home and I said, you know, Simon & Schuster is publishing that novel. And she started to cry and she gave me this hug and we had this moment. And then she sort of draws back a little and says, what's it called? So I say, Good in Bed. And she says, what? And I said, it's Good in Bed, Mom. And she sort of draws back and she says, Jenny, how much research did you do?
As an autobiographical novel, though, did you include identifiable details about people you knew and had grown up with and perhaps who had mothered you?
yes. I mean, my mom had been married to my dad at one point, and then they got divorced, and then about 10 years after that happened, my mom fell in love with a woman. You know, and my siblings were shocked by this and didn't know what to make of it, and, you know, kept asking each other, like, did you know? Did you know? Like, well, she was like softball, and I'd be like, that is a stereotype, but, you know.
So what was it like? I mean, usually we ask people, uh-huh. what was it like to come out to your parents? What uh-huh. was it like for your mom to come out to you?
It was weird.
What'd she
man?
Say?
She didn't tell us, right?
She showed you.
That's exactly what happened. My youngest brother, Joe, went home to do his laundry and calls me at work at the Philadelphia Inquirer and says, there's a woman living in the house. There's shoes and they're not Fran's shoes, and there's clothes and it's not Fran's clothes. And then he said, and I was in mom's bathroom looking for toenail clippers and I found all these love letters signed Karen. So I call my mother up and I say, Joe says there's a woman living in the house. And there's this pause, and then she says, that's my swim coach.
Oh my God.
See, now, I should have known then, right?
Yeah.
I was just like, Fran, you know, you're 54 and it's not an Olympic year. So and then she says, you know, that's Karen, and she's the aquatics director at the West Hartford JCC, and we're in love, you know, see you for Passover,
right.
kind of thing.
And you wow. said to yourself,
that night will be different from all other nights.
It's true.
Yeah. Boy.
Your latest novel, Mrs. Everything.
Yes.
Is about your mother.
Well, it's loosely inspired.
Loosely. Right.
Yeah.
It's loosely inspired.
A little more thickly veiled this
yes,
time.
Yes. It's yeah. a woman who's gay and who grows up at a time when that is totally not allowed.
Exactly.
And I was reading. It's really gripping and interesting. And there's a sex scene pretty early on.
I know.
what was it like to write a sex scene involving
oh, it was horrible.
Your mother?
Horrible. It was. I just had to sort of pretend that she was never, ever going to read this and that I was never, ever going to see her again.
Right.
We were never, ever going to meet. And she would somehow be like hit on the head and forget my name or the very fact of my existence.
Has she in fact read it?
Yeah.
And what did she have to say?
She said, my daughter has a very vivid imagination.
All right, Jennifer Weiner, we are delighted to have you here, but now it is time to play a game that we're calling...
Weiner? Meet a Weiner.
It is the best ever time not to be named Weiner, but to be a Weiner with so many places you can leave complaints. We're going to ask you three questions about negative reviews we found on TripAdvisor. In particular, reviews written by frequent TripAdvisor reviewer, my own father, Matthew Sagal.
Oh...
So we're going to ask you three questions about reviews left by my father,
yes.
Matthew Sagal.
Yes.
Get two right, you win our prize for one of our listeners, my father criticizing the size of your portions on your voicemail. Bill, who is Jennifer Weiner playing for?
Lynn and Diego Warshawski, who are celebrating their 25th anniversary here today.
Hey!
Oh, nice.
Don't let them down. So here's your first question. What did my father, uh-huh. Matthew Sagal, say uh-huh. about an Italian restaurant in Salem, Massachusetts? A, quote, I was disappointed to find the bread basket did not have those crunchy breadsticks. I like them. He, quote, "I have little patience for excuses," which we got, like, "very busy tonight. I didn't notice a busy night discount." Or C, quote, "despite what the waiter might tell you, pizza bagels are Italian food, and they should serve them."
Okay, I have to pick one?
You have to pick one, yeah.
There's like an attempt at a joke embedded in one, which is what I could see Peter Sagal's father making.
All right.
It sounds like he was trying to be funny.
Yeah, where's the late people discount?
That's the one, of
All
course,
right.
yeah.
Okay.
Here's your next question. There's another Italian restaurant that's got a bad review in Sarasota, Florida. What did my father say about their ambiance? A, you don't get that warm feeling that they are glad you are there. It's more like, I wish all these people would go away so I can go home. B, I think those Chianti bottles with candles in them are nice, and I don't know why they don't have a few. Or C, just so you know, the picture above the bar, supposedly of Rome, is really of Naples, and they should know that.
Oh. I'm gonna say it was the mural one. The mural was.
You like that?
The audience likes that.
Oh, it was
no.
actually the first one.
Oh,
you
they didn't
you
make
the feeling
feel
they didn't make
welcome.
Him feel wrong, huh?
I'm really sorry. I'm
he needs
not
to go to
well.
The Olive Garden when you're
right?
there. Your family.
Your family. Yeah. And they have the breadsticks.
Oh, geez.
All right. Here's your last question.
Okay.
Get this one out, you win.
All right.
As part of a
yes.
pretty negative review of a Massachusetts seafood restaurant, what did the reviewer, my father, say to the server, Lorna? He sent her a message in the review. Was it A, to Lorna, "I won't send you the bill for the shirt you spilled sauce on because I probably would have done it myself soon anyway." B, "Lorna, just so you know, when I asked you to write down the specials, it's not because I'm annoying, it's because I'm hard of hearing." Or C, "Atta girl, Lorna, you should be working in a place that deserves you."
Oh,
wow.
Geez. I'm going to say he said something nice to the waitress.
You are exactly right.
Aww.
Because that's my kind of guy
yes.
my father is.
Aww.
Bill, how did Jennifer do in this quiz?
She is so interesting. We're going to give her 2 out of 3 and a win.
Congratulations, Jennifer. Jennifer Weiner's new book is Mrs. Everything. You should read it, especially if you are her mom. Jennifer Weiner, thank you so much for being here on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. What a pleasure. Jennifer Weiner, everybody.